This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. At least 67 flights at DIA are canceled so far due to the FAA outage, and more than 700 additional flights were delayed at the airport, with more delays at airports around the state. That's according to the flight tracking site FlightAware. Folks should still check their flight status before heading to the airport. The FAA says its operations are back to normal. State spending will face some tough restraints this year. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Even though the economy is still growing, costs are rising, and there's a looming threat of a recession. Also, Colorado won't have a new influx of federal money, which was the case during the depths of the pandemic. Republican State Senator Barbara Kirkmeyer serves on the Joint Budget Committee and worries government spending is growing too much in a time of high inflation. She says the state should cut back, like regular families.
They're having to make cuts around that kitchen table, deciding what they're going to do. We should be doing the same thing in state government, and we're not. So I'll be focusing on that.
Kirkmeyer is one of many new faces on the budget committee, which only has one returning member next year. Democrats hold the majority on the committee. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
El Paso County has sworn in its 29th sheriff. Joseph Roybal took the oath of office Tuesday, along with a new undersheriff and hundreds of sheriff deputies. Roybal replaces Bill Elder as the county's top law enforcement officer. The swearing-in event was held at the New Life Church in Colorado Springs. The county says the venue was offered free of charge. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.